So let us begin. We're up to Simen Pei Gimel Halacha Hey. Halacha Hey, we are in the middle of the sugya of a karfeif, an enclosure that is larger than 71 amos by 71 amos. Shaloy hukaf ledira. The enclosure was not closed for the purpose of living. It has the status of a karmelis, and one is not allowed to carry in this area more than dalid amos. And this today is fairly common. Many public parks have fences that completely enclose them, and the openings are less. Even if the openings are there, are openings that are 24/7, they don't lock the gates at night. If the opening is less than 20 feet or 15 feet, then it qualifies as a reshus hayachid min ha-Torah. There are four walls, but Chazal have stepped in and told us that since this area has not been enclosed for the purpose of living purposes, you're not allowed to carry here more than dalit amos. And even if one were to build a structure inside this area later on for the purpose of living, it's too little, too late. There's nothing you can do. The only solution would be the last thing we learned yesterday is to break open the opening a bit more than 10 amos, and then we close it for the kavana of l'shem dira, and that would now allow one to carry inside more than dalet amos. It's very bizarre halacha. Where do you ever have such a thing where you build something? The building of an object must be l'shem mitzvah. You have this by sukkah, maybe. By sukkah, gzuntat. When you put up the schach, gzuntat, the laying of the schach has to be l'shem sukkah. Here, the actual building of the wall has to be l'shem dira. It's within the Rabbanan. The building of the wall has to be l'shem dira. Okay, let's see. What? Of course, only in midr, but min ha-Torah it's a reshus hayachit. Any area that has four walls, min ha-Torah is a reshus hayachit. According to some opinions, even an area that has three walls is a reshus hayachit.
Midrabanan, why would the Rabbanan be machal? What was the
because the slippery slope principle. Because if a person would become accustomed to carrying in such an area more than dalet amos, he'll say to himself, in the back of his mind, he'll percolate to the machshava, what's the difference between walking, carrying in the park and carrying in the street? They're both public areas. They're both public areas. Oh, but there's a fence. You don't even realize there is. When you go into a park, do you even realize there's a fence? The area is so massive, it's so large. When the area is more than the base of Sayim, and the person in his mind, he loses track of the fact.
Central Park has a fence around, like a little stone fence.
So it's a question if that stone fence, you have to study the fence, if the fence is there less than the three tefachim, if it qualifies.
Yeah. Fence if there was a park.
They built a fence, but was there someone living inside? I'm sure probably some homeless. The real people living inside. Yeah, so then of course they would have the status. Doesn't matter. As long as the fence was built after, then...
You have, let's say, like 6 Central Park, a city develops around it.
Yeah.
They put a chaima around the city.
Around the city.
So the park inside stays the park?
No, then they're bottled to the wall around the city wall. The city wall...
No, it's more than society.
Yeah, are you saying that since it already was enclosed, that's going to become... It's separate, it's not part of the larger enclosure?
Yeah.
I don't know the answer. Seemingly not. I would assume that. I would assume that if you have now a larger enclosure, that larger enclosure encompasses everything that's inside, even if it has a separate enclosure. So everything now would be called one big reshus hayachid, and you're allowed to carry.
Then it's not shaykh to have in New York a park that you can't do.
If there's an Erev, of course. If you hold of the Erev. Of course, exactly. If you hold of the Erev, of course, then you're talking about. Then it's pashit. We're dealing with a situation where you have a place where there is no Erev. There is no Erev. You don't rely upon the Erev. Even though you walk into a park, why can I carry here? Like on Avenue, I don't study the gate there. On Avenue L, is there really a gate? The basketball court, there's a gate. But that gate is not a real... Is that a real gate? I don't pay attention. Yeah, real fence. So that's also on King's Highway and 22nd Street. There's a public school. Gate around the entire thing. Gate around the entire thing. Is that area larger than the base? I would assume it is. I would assume it's larger than the base of Sayim. So are you allowed a person... Let's say there's someone leaves a ball... Well, there's toys there, and all the four people go there. They bring their children. I used to go for a walk there. People, you see people sitting there. So are you allowed to carry your child? right? The child, you want to play with your child, so are you allowed to go carry him from swing to swing and so on and so forth? So you like that, that's another child, you're allowed to carry your child. But if you're going to be machmir, you're not going to carry your child on Shabbos. So just because, if you're not using the Erev, just because you're in an area that has four walls does not allow one to carry that area, because that is called a karfef. That's yoisim beis sasayim shlehukaf ledira, and you're not allowed to carry more than the Ramas as an enactment of the Rabbana. Now here he discusses another example, a situation where the reverse, where originally it was hukaf ledira, and now a person comes along and he ruins it. How does one ruin it? By planting trees. Let's see, halacha hey, page kuf nun gimel, a chotzer shuyoisim beis sasayim. And then a person comes looking, he diminishes. And there are different cases. This is the Daf Gemar Masechta Erevin. Remember the pictures from picture books. And a person plants trees in this area that's more than a base of Sayim, and the trees take up space. So can we suggest that the trees diminish the area of the base of Sayim to an area that's less than the base of Sayim, and now we can carry in this area? Afilu Berubai, even if one planted trees in the majority of this area, loy nispatel bezeh hadira. The case is where it was originally hukaf, that's all the way around. The case was where it was originally hukaf lidira. It's yoisem based on sayim, and there is a hut, there is a house in the center, so everything is fine. You're allowed to carry, but now a person decides, you know what? I don't want any more to live here. I want to make this into a field. I want to make this to a place where you do not live. And a person plants trees, and the trees take up the majority of the area. It doesn't make a difference. Loin the spatel bezeh adir ve'adayin mukaf ledira shekein derech adam lehistoysef bitzel ilanos, because just because you plant trees, that's part of living purposes. You want to enjoy. Enjoy the shade of the trees. Aval im zarabo zirohim. However, a person plants seed. Im hu beroyv hechatzer. Afilu einu b'makom echad ella mefuz. Even if it's not in one location, but it's scattered about over the entire area. Nispatel bezeh hadira v'choshev kuloi kegina. Im period. So the rule is that if you can ruin it, even though it's hukaf, you have a house in the center that's provided that the other area is a chotzer. It's also being used as an extension of for living purposes. But if the area has been planted with seeds, by definition, that is not usable for a person, and that will convert this area into an area that is considered in halacha to be shaloi hukaf ledira, and one may no longer carry there more than dalet amos. Now, what happens if the planting area is less than the majority? Im hu pachus. Top line, page Kufnan Hey. What happens if the seeds are in the miut? So here are the rules. The rules are as follows. If the area that you've planted itself is less than 70 amas by 70 amas, and it's only a miut, it's only a minority of the entire open area, batel lagabi hachatzer, it's batel, the kulo dini kachatzer, everything is fine and good. Aval. But if the area that you plant seeds itself is 70 amas by 70 amas, even though it's the minority of the remaining area of the chatzar, avalim hu yotzim beis asayim, then it's a problem. Hare mokum hazera kmo karmelis, this area itself becomes a karmelis, and the problem is there is no fence separating this karmelis to the remaining portion of the chatzar, and then we have the principle that it's paritz b'miluo. If you have an area that is open entirely to an area that you're not allowed to carry, the area that you otherwise would have been allowed to carry now is also an extension of the problematic area, and you're not allowed to carry anywhere. It's breached in its entirety, also to the place that you're not allowed to carry. The gambo rak bi'arba'amas, you're not allowed to carry in the entire area more than dal'anamas. Okay, so this is...
A farmer can't carry?
No, a farmer that has a fence, around his entire field, even if he has a house in the center, it goes without saying that if he doesn't have a house, yes, he just has a farmland, he has a fence around the entire thing, it goes without saying he can't carry there. But even if he's actually living in the center of his farm, but the mount that he lives on is But in that open area where he's living, there's also a field that he's planted seeds, not trees. Right. And that area that he has seeds is an area of 70 amas by 70 amas. That's it. So now everything else becomes an extension of that section, and he's not allowed to carry in this enclosure on Shabbos more than Dalet Amos.
So he can make a different fence.
He has to make a different fence. He has to make a fence for the part where he wants to carry, separating where he lives from the portion where he has planted seed.
He can make a roof also?
He can make what?
A roof in the...
Yeah, he can make a Tzuras HaPesach. He just has to make four poles on the four corners, and you close it off. Simple Erev. Okay, let's see the Shi'arim Mitzvah. What do you mean? If it's not for living, then it's not to talk about. Then it's certainly going to be awesome.
If you have a picture, can you make a smaller area inside so that it becomes less than the smaller area becomes?
If he has a field, he can make a Tzuras HaPesach around the field that completely separates the field from the rest of the area, and then you don't calculate.
It's less than the society.
There, it doesn't exist. It's like it doesn't exist, and everything else is hukaf ladira. The entire area, he's living in the center. Make believe here, well, this box.
He goes to the park.
Yeah.
That he can. He goes to one corner of the park with the benches, and he makes a little gate on two sides so that he has 10 by 10.
Yeah.
It's not, but there's still two society without him. Since he has a little...
Adira.
He's not living there, he's sitting there. You know?
So that's what we learned yesterday. What is called a dira? So the Shi'arim Muslim Allah, he presented different opinions. It's not clear. It's a very gray area. Does it mean you mamash have to live there? Or you take a nap? Like you have a power nap center. Is that considered already called a base dira? So he says, he wavers, he says, he have different opinions. Some say that's already called the base dira. That's sufficient.
When we say, Ose dira to arai, in the case of sukkah,
No, this is nothing to do with the dira sarai, dira keva. No, the terms of dira sarai, dira keva are not relevant to this discussion. Okay, let's go to the next. Let's see some of the ideas in the Shi'arim Mitzvim Malach on the bottom, Gimel Vnata Bailonos, back to page Kufn and Gimel on the last line. Ayin Magos Masham, the Masham, the Nestapik Ibiloni Serak, Mevalim Hadira Oiloi, Behavi Deus Lakan Lakan. So we mentioned before that if a person has a very large open area and he plants trees, so the Kitzur says trees is not problematic because that's part of the use of a courtyard. Just like the courtyard is serving the man who is living in the center, trees also serve a person a purpose. Now he comes to say maybe that's only true if you have fruit trees, but if you have ilone sirak are trees that do not produce fruits, maybe those type of trees have the status of a forest. And that is not serving the purpose of man, and it's mevatel the shem dira from the chotzer, and it will turn into a karfeif shaloi hukaf ladira. So he presents different opinions. Lakan. Some say it's problematic. Some say it doesn't make a difference. All trees serve a positive function to allow man to enjoy his courtyard. I had an incident where my backyard, we always have a tree all the years ever since I was created. We have a tree problems all the time. So this year we finally decided we're going to put together a few dollars to cut down the tree. A lot of dollars. Okay, so we had a lot of different people come down to give estimates. Some were just totally outrageous. And some were very cheap, but I didn't really trust them. They knocked down the telephone wires with the tree. So we finally came across one person that was very reasonable, and we had faith in that we would do a good job. And the only thing was, he says to me, "Well, you know, the tree is not on your property. The tree is on your neighbor's property." I said, "I know, but the whole tree, 90% of the tree comes onto our side of the property."
I have that.
So he says, okay, he says the law is the part that's on your property you're allowed to cut down. Mm-hmm. I said, I want to cut down the whole tree because I don't want you cut down a branch. We used to cut down a branch, this, that, next year it's going to come back. I want to get rid of the problem. And I went into the neighborhood, I showed him that the tree is right against his garage. This is it's not in his best interest. There's no way in the world the neighbor would have any objection if I cut down his tree. So he says, fine, but you just have to get written permission from the neighbor. I want to document written permission. Okay, I said, fine. It's not going to be a problem. So I go to the neighbor. He's not religious. I knock on the door. And I have a discussion. He says to me, no, you can't cut down the tree. I like my tree. And I was just shocked.
But you told him you were going to cut those branches anyway?
So yeah, the branch seems, I say, says, he told, he knew the law, he says the branches, he told me, he says I can go from the property line, go straight up and I can cut. Everything else I can't. I said, but it's ruining your garage, it's not any way giving you any shade. No, I like the fact that there's shade, I enjoy it. Person, it serves his purpose.
Yes.
So then the person, the contractor, so who's going to make money off this, he himself tried to convince him. And he wouldn't budge. So the end was, you just cut off one little branch. Save me a lot of money. So he goes to say that every person, this really fits in what it says here in the halacha, a tree serves a person, even an ilan serak, not a fruit tree, it provides shade, it serves a person, it serves a function for a person in this courtyard, and it's a part of a courtyard. It's not a base asayim, this person, he likes to sit in his backyard, and he has the shade of the tree, even though the tree is far, far away, it's still serving a purpose, and it does not mevatel the shem chotzer, even though it's an ilan serak. Well, he's saying plants lachor is zeroim. Plants have the status
pleasant.
Of pleasant. It's not producing food.
Even if it does,
for sure, it produces fruit berries. That lachor is called zeroim. That's problematic.
An apple tree is the same.
I know, apple tree for sure is good.
Yeah, but that's also.
That's a tree. An apple tree is.
Seeds.
No, but that's called a tree. An apple tree is called a tree. No one's going to dispute that.
No, I understand. But the term they use is it comes from a seed.
An apple tree comes. Everything comes from a seed.
You're saying if it comes from seed, it's not a tree.
No, zeroim is a
zeroim refers to grain, vegetables, garden vegetables. It's a different. Once a certain thing grows to a certain degree, it's not in halacha called a zeret. It's a zeroim. It's called an eitz. It's called a tree. Zeroim categorically will destroy the status of a chotzer. It will turn a chotzer into a karfeif if it has the right dimensions. Trees, if they're fruit trees, certainly do not, because fruit trees serve man. Then he discusses, he makes mention that when it comes to an ilan serak, a non-bearing fruit tree, there are different opinions if that will diminish the status of a chotzer. Because a chotzer in Chazal's understanding is an open area that you use for living purposes. You lay out your kalim, use for storage. You, in the summertime, you take your dried fruit and you let it sit out and dry out in the sun. You do construction projects, you do hobbies. A chotzer in Chazal's term is an open area in the back of the house, the front of the house. Once you start planting trees, you're already changing the nature of what Chazal had in mind is to be considered a pure chotzer. If it's a fruit tree, along comes the kitzer, so Gemara. No, a fruit tree is also part of a courtyard because it provides fruit and shade, and that's what a person does in his courtyard. But an ilan serak is not really providing you any great benefits. So maybe in this case, we should say it now turns into a forest, and the forest is not a chotzer, and a forest is subject to the concern of a person will make a mistake and say the same way I can carry in this area, I can also carry in the rishus sarabim. A public area is a public area. What's the difference? So it's all a matter of terminology and how a person views different objects as far as his living conditions are.
What makes it possible to take the synagogue, right? It's probably better.
Yeah.
What makes it? Nobody lives here.
But there's a ceiling. There's a ceiling.
So a building has a cover over.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
That takes it out.
I think that's what really makes a difference. Yeah. If you have a ceiling, that by definition means it's a dira.
So if you're in a park.
Yeah.
In within the building, even though it's not.
If there is
carry inside the building.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. Yeah, that would be it. Yeah. But can you go outside? Like, let's say you go to Yankee Stadium.
Yes.
So there's a whole city there. There's a whole indoor city in Yankee Stadium, right? Yeah. All of the offices and the, they do all the interviews, with all the, whatever these places are called. There's a whole luxury center. Yeah. And then you go out into the field. Then you go out into the field. So the inside is... Obviously, you can carry. You definitely can carry. That's not called a karfeif. That's not a tzurishal yachid. You might have an issue. It might have an issue of a rivachatzeros or a schiras makom, but it's a rishus hayachid. Then the outside. What is the outside? The field. Is that hukaf ladira? Maybe it is. Maybe the outside, the playing area. Maybe that's also called hukaf ladira because it's connected to the part of the. I don't know. I went online yesterday. There was an article. I know there's an article that talks about this, but the link was dead. It was a link to the Young Israel website. It was a halachic article on the Young Israel website that I think discusses modern applications of a karfeif b'zman hazeh. But I have to try to find the article somewhere else.
And what about flowers? Flowers are like fruit trees, or they're not?
Flowers, I don't know the answer. The zeroim, flowers, what status do flowers have?
But they clearly to enhance, I mean, you plant them because they enhance your life.
I don't know.
Like a fruit tree, because it's serving the ornamental purpose.
Okay, could be. You need a very large, 70 amas. So who's going to have flowers the size of 70 amas by 70 amas?
If you have a backyard of wild flowers, then it's not a backyard.
Unless you're in the business of selling flowers, right?
Flowers.
You're growing flowers. It's a billion-dollar business. So they have flowers. That's what the size of flowers they have. Okay, I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer. These are obviously very complicated questions. Okay, let's go to the next paragraph. The next paragraph is on page Kuf Nun Dalib, the second line. Ayn b'shut mar sham. Shekos ha-b'shidus dilonei serak mahani v'loy amin davka, it's okay. V'loy amin davki loni machol ein mevad Hadira Lafisha Adam Nimshach Acharea Oisidiros bin Ilonis Mashenki Lonis Sirak Ella Gambi Lonis Sirak Blapam Ois Adam Diros bin Name Kedele Tilbahem. A person likes to go for a walk among shade, Velishoif Avir, and to breathe in, take in the fresh air. Ayin Shum. So he says this is a ridiculous question. It goes without saying that non-bearing fruit trees do not destroy the status of your courtyard. A courtyard is meant for living purposes, and having non-bearing fruit trees enhances your living conditions in this area. So it's certainly fine. It's not going to ruin your courtyard, your very large courtyard. If you would say it would be a problem, a lot of bungalow colonies where they have they extend the Erev around a very large area, and you could definitely have a. I know in camp, I used to go to Magen Avram, so they had a massive Erev. There were two camps. There was Magen Avram, and then there was Camp Avram Chaim Heller. And Avram Chaim Heller on the road was a good 10-minute walk. By car, it was 2 minutes, but you can cut through the woods. You cut through the woods. And the woods, there's no question in my mind that the woods, the area, that wooded area was more than 70 amas by 70 amas. And the Erev, there was a massive Erev that they constructed around the entire, basically the entire area. So if you're dealing with, you're going to say that trees, non-bearing fruit trees, are mevatel the Erev, then that would not have been a good Erev. Because you have definitely forest area that's more than 70 amas by 70 amas. And if you consider non-bearing fruit trees to be a disturbance of, have the status of, by definition, of shaloi hukaf ledira, it's not a place where you can live, it's not called a chotzer, it's a besa, and then everything else is open directly to that area, that would have destroyed the Erev. it would not be a kosher. And I'm sure this situation is not unique to Ken Logan Avram and Avram Chaim Eller. I'm sure this is very common in many bungalow colonies where they have very large eruvim that enclose a very large area, which includes pockets of forest area that have large trees. So he says over here that it's a davar pasha that these type of areas are not a problem, because these things are also hukaf ladira. They enhance a person's living conditions by being able to go for a walk, for a stroll among in the forest. Just make sure there are no beers. Okay, let's go to the next. Ayin v'agos ma'asham sham shel lehakel his makel v'prat im hagan hu b'soich ha'ir hamu reves b'tzur sa'pesach v'yesh le'mechitza sov ha'zroim. Okay, but it's saying that there's a mechitza around the zroim. It's makel. Okay, lo prat imagan hu b'soich ha'ir hamureves b'tzur sa'pesach v'yesh le'mechitza sov ha'zroim. Okay, that's pashut. I don't know what the chiddush is. Then, if you have a wall around the seeds, of course, that's not going to be problematic. Okay, hey, let's go to the next paragraph. Hey, halacha. So what did I do over here? Wait, did I do something? Dalit.
No,
I'm up to Dalit. I made a mistake. I jumped.
You're up to
Dalit. Yeah. I'm up to Dalit. Okay, I'm up to Dalit. Page Kuf Nun Dalit on the bottom halacha Dalit Ois Dalit Zora Boy Zirame. However, you plant seeds, then it's problematic. I'm Ruchas Chaim B'Shem Nizira Is Shimshon Tohod Aminon V'Zroim Mevatlim Hadira. This that we just learned above, that seeds Mevatlim Hadira Mar B'Stam Gina Dechaklo'a, a stam garden of a farmer. Chaklo is a farmer. Aval gino sh'oisim ha-chashuvim. Ah, but a garden that's made by the chashuvim, the wealthy people, l'tayil b'hem, to take a stroll in, v'noitea b'yizram l'noi ein mevadlam hadira, the ho'ilonos mishum. What's the whole reason why when it comes to the ilonos mishum, the avdi l'tiyul, tach, l'tiyul, tach, tiyoi, in the Valam Hadira, just like when it comes to trees, the reason why it's not problematic is because the trees enhance your living conditions by going for a stroll. Hachinami Khan, when it comes to a garden that's planted for beauty, in order to enhance your living conditions, also it's not going to mevatel the open area. Okay, your question, flowers. If the flowers are being planted in order for beauty, it's going to be okay. He disagrees. When it comes to a garden, when it comes to this, when it comes to a garden, he's makel. That part, I don't know what the chiddush of, you have a wool.
What's it called? A glade where they have an area that has wild trees. It's made to look naturally like a forest.
Yeah.
But it's made on purpose like that. People should walk by.
Should enjoy it. This is not problematic. Halacha hey, zroim ayin b'shut mahari halevi. The deshoim einam kizroim grass does not have the status of seeds. Eloki lonos. If you have a grass area, it's perfectly fine. It's not problematic. Eloki lonos ve'ein mevad l'madido. Period. Ukroksif. It's a pasuk. Benois deshe yarbi tzeini. Hashem, may you lie me down in pastures of grass, beautiful pastures. So therefore, yarbi tzeini means to lie down, and that means you're going to live there. You're going to lie down and you're going to live there. You're going to lie down. You're going to take delight in this area. Obviously, this is part of your living conditions, your living area. It's not even so simple. This is how we said that seeds is mevada. That's not according to all opinions. So when it comes to grass, you can certainly be lenient that it's not going to mevatel a very large area. The ayin b'shut bear moisha shagam kein poisa kein da som in kizroim for mevatel mechitzta the ayin b'zeb sefer minchas pitim patim period. The ayin b'mishne brura. So he talks about seeds. So he says that you don't have to be so machmer. Just because we learn a bit that seeds are mevatel, it's not mochach. It's mevatel gamri. V'im kein afilu b'sefer kayit shekvar kolu hazroim v'yikol makoim. also the taltel oidil mahadazroim ein mevat madiru legami elikolz man shazroim heim sham. Even this, that you want to say that seeds are mevatel and erif, you have a very large erif of a very large area, and in the middle of this area there's a certain farm, there's a certain area where they're planting seeds for eating purposes, which will be problematic. So the Mishnah Berurah suggests it's only going to ruin the erif during the season when they're growing, but when the season is over, the season of growth is over, now it's just open, it's open area, and maybe at this point in time it will not be mevatel the erif. At the end of the summer, so now the Erev is reinstated. It's no longer going to be called the base of Sayim that's parits b'miluo to the Chotzer that ruins your ability to carry in the Chotzer. He's makel b'chotzer that's pachos b'base of Sayim, avaloi b'chotzer shogol b'base of Sayim, he makes a pshara. The Mishnah Berurah does very often. You study Mishnah Berurah. I recently had a conversation with someone, the Derech of Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah is very into Pshara. This is a mahalach in his Piske Halacha, which other Piskim don't go for. Many other Piskim, you have a Halacha, just stick with one Mahalach. Don't try to accommodate all of the Rishayim. The Mishnah Berurah very much tries to accommodate all the Rishayim by telling you how to do things in unique ways where you accommodate many Paiskim. Who's the one who did this in the Gemara? Rav Papa. Rav Papa is the one that always accommodated all of the Amoraim. Hilkach, this one says you make this brach. This one says you make this brach. And all come to Papa. Hilkach, we'll do them all. We'll make everyone happy. He was the great diplomat. And that's why he was the one that was always honored. That's why the one of the reasons why we mentioned our Papa, because he's always willing to accommodate everyone. So he says in Mishnah Berurah, he says he makes up sure that when it comes to a very large courtyard, which is anyway problematic, which anyway has more problems, so then you should be mach. But when dealing with something which generally is not a problem, if the entire chatzur is less than the base of Sayim, the chatzur area where you want to carry is less than the base of Sayim, and now it's open to an area where you're planting seeds that are not currently growing, and that area is the base of Sayim, here you can be lenient. This sefer is even more lenient than the Mishnah Berurah, and he says that if at this moment in time there's nothing growing, then it's 100% permitted. It's not going to be called a base of Sayim Shlachikaf Ladira, and it is not mevatel the remaining portion of the chotzer from carrying there. Next, halacha vav. Halacha vav in the bottom. Mispatel b'zahadira ayin b'shut chacham tzvi. If you plant seeds, matel b'shem shut dvar shmuel b'ir mukefes choyma. We have a city, and the city has a wall. V'yesh ba gina. The karfei v'zrah m'sacham. So this is exactly what we've been discussing about, all the common erev questions. You have a very, very large erev. You have an erev that goes around an entire city. But in the middle of the city, there is a farm. In the middle, and the farm does not have its own wall. This farm area, this zroim, the yesh bagina the karfeif is zroim b'sechem she'ein hazroim b'vav amachitza hekav shel ir. So he says a tremendous chiddush. The Chazal never machmir in this case that the wall of the city is so powerful it encompasses the area that's inside. The hiskim kain shama chacham tzvi b'shas hatchak v'chein hayavetz v'uva kol zeh b'mishnah berurah b'ber halacha. He brings us down. V'chas hashem ber halacha. What does it say there? The near lohakil dafka in makom hagina shenisha who parits luchayma soir. It's to a wall of a city. It has to know is again. You have a city and you have a real wall. We're not dealing with the tzuras haPesach, because the tzuras haPesach there are a lot of problems with the tzuras haPesach. It has to be real chatchil. It should be oimed and moved in our parts. But here we have a city that has a real wall. Okay, the real brick and mortar. And in the middle of the city, there's a gina, the garden seats, and the garden is more than a base of Sayim. So he holds that in this instance, Chazal would never machmir, and they held that the gina is not going to cause a problem, ruin it for the rest of the city. How do I know this? He says, Dav kemakam hagina, shenizra b'hu parts l'chem ha-so'ir, di'i lav hachi lo'im hani chem ha-so'ir la'hagina. If not this... Wait, I'm so sorry.
There's no wall around the the farm is parrots.
But it's but one end of the farm. I said
parrots.
Parrots.
Right?
One end of the farm is open to the wall of the city itself.
No, it's open to the city.
No, the three sides. No, l'chaim l'chaim. Because Shabbir halacha, the new l'chaim dafke in makom magina, shenizra who parutz is opened l'chaim asoir. It's not smack in the center. If it was in the center, the ilaf hachi loy mahani l'chaim asoir lahagina kevan sheyesh.
Lo mechitzas acheres. If the gina has four walls around it.
Yeah.
And it's more, we're talking it's a base of Sion, or it's a Gina.
That's
Pashat. Then even if it's in the middle of a city, it's not Batal. This is our problem. That even if there is an Erev in Flatbush,
yeah,
the park, which is more as a Sion,
right,
even, since it has a fence all around it,
yeah,
it's a carpet and you can't carry it. But if one of the walls would be down, then even if it's more of a Sion, the air would be kosher for that
basis. But he's not discussing carrying in there. I don't think that's what he's discussing. He's discussing the Gina ruin it for the rest of the city. Look, go back to the top line of this column. Shut Dvar Shmuel, the ear mukefes chayma. You have a wall around the entire city. The yesh ba inside of the city, there is a gina v'karfeif uzroim b'seicham. So, what is the issue? The issue is that this garden, which is more than a beis hasayim, should ruin it for the rest of the city, even though the city has a wall around the entire city. There's an area inside of the city that is a karmelis that's parutz b'milu to the rest of the city. So he says she'ein hazeroyim mevatim hamechitzas hahekiv shel ha'ir. Just because in the center of the city we have an open area of a garden, it's not going to ruin it for the rest of the city. This that we can make it, it's not going to be problematic. Dafka in makom hagina shenizra hu parutz lechoyma soir, which simply means that one end of this guard is open to the wall of the city. The ilav hachi, if it's not open to ilav hachi, loy mahani choyma soil hagina, kevan sheyesh lo mechitzay saches. I don't know what that means. We have to go look this up. V'yavta yavitz b'mor mashma d'b'chol gavde ha-shor, afilu hachi ein lachki yosti kevan sheyesh kam achorin t'chol k'mal dover z'shul anal ayin sham, keblina, go look it up. This maybe we'll leave the rest of this for tomorrow. Okay, we'll take a short break and we'll pick this up again with the Bir Halacha tomorrow.